Hey, everyone. Let's dive into something that, well, let's be real. It keeps every marketer up at night.
Oh, absolutely.
Making sure every dollar you spend is actually, you know, boosting sales. And that gets us to cracking the code of marketing mix modeling.
It's the dream. Right.
It's like you've got all these pieces, right?
Yeah.
You've got your TV spots and your billboards and your social media campaigns.
It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
Yeah.
So how do you possibly measure which one is like really moving the needle? That's the million-dollar question.
It is. And I think that's where a lot of the traditional MMM methods maybe fall a little short.
They do because they're so often relying on correlation. Right.
Just because two things happen at the same time doesn't mean that one is influencing the other.
Exactly. Mm. And then just like good old fashioned gut feeling.
A little bit of intuition.
Yeah. Well, too much intuition.
Yeah, I'm Mitchell.
But as you can imagine, you know, that can lead to some blurry insights.
It can. And that's where I think this new research is so interesting.
Okay.
This trifecta approach. And, you know, it sounds very
fancy. Yeah.
But it's really about getting a much, much clearer picture of what's actually driving those sales.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Trifecta approach. So I'm assuming there are three parts to this.
There are.
Three magic ingredients. Okay, so what are they?
So imagine this. You are a detective, right?
Okay.
At a crime scene.
All right.
You don't just look at all the clues at once.
Right.
You try to figure out what happened.
Just look for a sequence.
Exactly. Cause and effect. Yes.
That's what this first element is, this Granger causality.
Okay.
Did that increase in website traffic happen after your social media campaign launched? Or was it something else?
Oh, okay.
You need to establish that timeline.
So it's about establishing that clear timeline, not just things happening at the same time, which is makes sense. Okay, that's one. What's number two?
Number two is we go beyond those linear relationships with something called transfer entropy.
Oh, boy.
And this one might sound a little technical, but it's actually very intuitive. And I'll give you an example.
Please.
Let's say you're meeting your friend for coffee.
Okay.
And you're trying to predict if they're going to be late.
Right.
So you could look at the traffic report.
Right.
You could also look at whether they responded to your text message. Ooh, good point. Good point.
Now, the traffic report gives you some information.
It does.
But knowing that they didn't text you back.
Right.
That's probably a better indicator that they're running late. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's those less obvious connections that can actually reveal a lot.
Okay. So it's like those less obvious connections, the things that might not be immediately apparent but can reveal a lot. Okay, this is already blowing my mind.
It's getting good, isn't it?
What's element number three in our marketing toolkit?
The third element is where the humans come back.
Okay.
Domain expertise.
Right.
Because we need marketers, we need people who understand the market.
Of course.
The customer, all of those nuances that the data alone can't capture.
They're the ones connecting the dots, right?
Exactly. They're the detectives, if you will, who can interpret these clues.
Right, right. So it's almost like, I don't know, it's like they could look at a fingerprint and be like, well, not only do I know who this is, but I know what they ate for breakfast.
It's
amazing. Okay, so we've got our three elements. We've got Granger causality for establishing that timeline. We've got transfer entropy for those hidden connections.
Okay.
And then we've got domain expertise, that human element.
The secret sauce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The secret sauce. But this white paper, and you know this, I mean, it goes into some pretty in-depth details about the process itself.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about ad stock transformation. What on earth is that?
Ad stock transformation, it sounds very intimidating.
It does.
But it's actually not as complicated as it sounds. Basically, when you run an ad, the impact doesn't just disappear overnight, right?
Sure. No, of course not.
So we're just trying to account for the lingering effect of those marketing efforts over time.
It's like the aftertaste of a really good cup of coffee.
Exactly.
It might fade, but the impact sticks around.
Yes. And that's important because we're trying to figure out which of those sips of coffee led to, you know, what we're seeing.
Exactly. Okay. So they've built this system to really try to figure out and give more weight to those variables that have the strongest impact on the KPI.
Yes.
Which in this case is, you guessed it, sales.
The ultimate goal.
Exactly. But let's get to the good stuff.
Yes.
Let's work.
It did. That's the exciting thing because they tested it, right?
Okay.
Against the traditional approach.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like a small improvement. It was significantly better.
Significantly. Why?
Yeah, across the board. And here's the really interesting thing.
Boy.
Is the trifecta model actually found three key drivers of sales that the traditional model completely missed.
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that there were things, there was information there that was driving sales.
Yes.
That the old methods, they just didn't even pick up on.
They were hidden in plain sight.
Wow. Okay, so what were these secret weapons?
These secret weapons, well, they found that TV3 spends had a big impact.
Okay.
Outdoor spends, and then paid search spends.
Interesting, okay.
And these were not insignificant.
Wow.
They were actually moving the needle, but the traditional approach didn't pick up on that.
So it's like, imagine thinking those things were negligible, and they were actually like,
right,
really making a difference.
Huge missed opportunities.
Huge. That's incredible. Okay, but I have to ask.
Yeah.
What kind of difference are we talking? Give me some numbers.
Well, imagine, like, a 15% increase in sales.
Okay. All right.
That's the kind of potential we're looking at here. And it's not even just about the raw numbers. It's about the precision.
Right.
And the confidence that this model can give you.
Because it's like having this magnifying glass where you could look at it and be like, okay, that's where I need to spend because that's what's really driving it. And then feel confident about that decision.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but even if you look at the metrics they were using,
okay,
like to evaluate the models, R squared, MAPE, you know, all that good stuff.
Right.
The trifecta approach, much better.
Significantly better.
Significantly better, night and day. It's like,
it's like comparing a blurry photograph to a crystal clear image.
Exactly, yes.
Wow. Okay, so this isn't just some like abstract theory.
No.
This is like actually, like we were saying before, making better decisions.
Real world impact. And I think that's what's so exciting about it.
Yeah. This is about getting a clearer picture of what's happening.
Yes.
And then, like you said, making those better outcomes.
It really empowers marketers to move beyond just intuition.
Yes.
And really step into a world of data-driven confidence.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this sounds all well and good in this, like, you know, contained study, but how does this apply to all the other marketers out there? I mean, especially in this crazy landscape that's changing all the time.
Yeah.
This is what gets me really excited, right? Because, like, we're moving beyond just like, okay, this campaign worked to like,
right,
but why did it work?
Exactly. Which is like, it's like having that marketing playbook.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, that's why that worked. And now I can apply it again.
Exactly. And instead of just like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks, it's like,
right,
no, no, I'm going to get laser focused here.
You understand at a much deeper level what's resonating with your audience.
Yes. Like, was it the jingle? Was it the visuals? Or was it this other thing that I didn't even think was important and now I know?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. So this is like, this is huge.
It is huge. And the thing is, this isn't just a one-off, like, they're already doing this with other clients. So it's like, the potential here.
This has legs.
It has legs. And it just makes you wonder, like, where else could we apply this kind of analysis?
That's what I'm saying. This is like, we're not just talking about marketing here. We're talking about, like, anything.
Finance.
Healthcare.
Climate change.
If you can measure it.
Yes.
You can understand it.
And then make those decisions.
Exactly.
Like informed decisions.
Informed decisions based on data.
Yes. Data-driven decisions, but not just data for data's sake, but.
Right. And that human element, that human element, keeping that in the loop.
Always.
Okay. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, this really interesting deep dive into the world of data-driven marketing, what's like the, what's the one thing that you want our listener to take away from this?
I want them to walk away with a sense of hope.
Okay.
Because we're living in this world where we are just absolutely inundated with data.
Drowning in it.
Drowning in it.
Yeah.
But if you can figure out how to extract meaning from that data.
Yes.
That's where the real power lies.
Absolutely.
It's about looking beyond just the numbers themselves, right?
Yeah.
It's about understanding the why behind the what.
Okay. I love that.
Keep asking those questions.
Yes. Question everything.
And never underestimate the power of a fresh perspective.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
And on that note, we will leave you with this final thought.
Yeah.
What hidden patterns are waiting to be uncovered in your world?
Love it.
All right. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those brains engaged.